Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. Our number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678, and you can follow us on Twitter at Everyman Sports. We had a bit of a hiatus, but it's good to have us back, and Alex is with me this week. How you doing, Alex?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. The weather's turned very, very nice, a very spring-like temperature outside, and even though it's technically winter, at least here in the Northeast, it feels very much like spring. And with that, of course, comes baseball. With that comes March Madness. But the first thing I want to start off with is the NFL free agent period just started, and it got off to a big, exciting start. I think we have to start off with the quarterbacks first.
Yep.
Brock Osweiler gets signed away. Well, first of all, Peyton Manning retired, which I said no surprises. And it was a pretty emotional farewell for him. He got a lot of kudos, a lot of articles saying about top five all time, arguably top five, if not best in the modern era, all that sort of stuff, which I kind of agree with.
Yeah, I mean, it's that time when someone retires, you look back and you do reassess and you say, how good were they? And he's definitely one of those quarterbacks where you're like, yeah, he probably earns a lot of what people say about him.
Right.
Like back in sort of.
No matter what, how you compare it between him and Brady, you can honestly say, Manning, it was the much better and it would be, I think, the best regular season quarterback.
Mm.
On Sunday to Sunday for 16 games during the regular season. Of course, playoffs, not his best, his strong suit, but during the regular season, that's where he was at his best.
I mean, you've also got to look at the time where the season where the Colts lost him.
And they
what happened? He was that team
and they
for
got,
so long.
And they were so bad they got first pick in the draft. The suck for luck, as they called it.
I mean, you've never seen the Patriots without Brady for any length of time.
You saw him for one season, and look what happened. Matt Castle came in, and they went 11-5 and missed the playoffs. Oh, no, was it 10-6 or 11-5? I
forget. Couldn't even tell you.
That was the Dolphins' Wildcat year.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So that just goes to show you how important he is. And speaking of that, the Broncos net lost Manning, and they also lost Brock Osweiler, who got signed by the Texans. The Broncos could not use the franchise tag on Von Miller. They used the franchise tag on Von Miller. So then, and they were just kind of hoping, like, oh, well, we assume
he'll stay with us.
Yeah, we're Super Bowl champions. You're going to want to stay with this really good team that's got a really good defense still stacked. You want to come back? And Osweiler apparently said no. And
you got to ask questions of why. Like, is it just the money? Did he feel like he should have started more games?
I'm sure he did, but I'm also sure that it was partially a money issue.
I was about to say, what is $2 million a year between friends? But then again,
I guess. I mean, I don't know where Osweiler's from. Is he from Texas? I don't even know. Not to say that that is the end-all be-all, you know, well, I'm going back home. Sometimes that works in your favor. I know he didn't take a discount to go to Houston. I know that much.
Kalispell, Montana.
That's nowhere near. In fact, living in Denver was probably closer to his hometown than Texas. But you have to figure, he went from one team with a really good defense, the Denver Broncos, to another team with a very good defense in the Houston Texans. A very good wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. And from what we saw of Demaryius Thomas, he kind of fell back a little bit.
And now they've just picked up Lamar Miller.
So Houston got rid of Arian Foster, which I kind of figured they would. I mean, the man, like, he gets microfractures in his shin and he's out for 10 weeks. So they got Lamar Miller to energize their backfield, along with having DeAndre Hopkins as their primary wide receiver.
J.J. Watt as primary tight end.
Pretty much tight end and fullback or however you want to do it. So, he went to a pretty good situation down there, but I don't know. There's something to be said about sort of the winning culture in some of these teams. You look at the Patriots, you look at the Steelers, the Packers, all these sorts of teams that if they have a bad year, that's one out of the next 10 years they're going to have that's bad. But Houston, you're going to a place that they've made the playoffs three times in the last 5-6 years. But they haven't gone out. They got out of the first round once, I think, once or twice. In any case, they haven't really shown that they were a team to reckon with in the playoffs and go very far. So Osweiler goes there. Lamar Miller goes there as well. And now to who's the other quarterback that got signed up? There was another quarterback, and I'm forgetting off the top of my head. Bradford got signed to an extension, which is rather silly.
Sanchez to the...
So this brings about... Now we're getting into the trades, because,
everyone's starting to look around and say, who's which journeyman gets a shot this year.
Right, well, because the quarterback market was thin to begin with. Sam Bradford signed an extension. Kirk Cousins was franchised. So now the Broncos, who were down to their third-string quarterback, I think his name is like Trevor Simple or Simple or whatever.
Simple.
It is pretty fitting. So they traded a 2017 conditional draft pick to the Eagles for Mark Sanchez, which basically means depending on how good Mark Sanchez is or how bad he is, that depends on the type of draft pick that the Eagles will get. And apparently this is a the first step. Elway said this is the first step in getting Sanchez. Not to say that he is their starter, but okay, let's get some guys in here. Let's get a competition going. So
yeah.
And also the Broncos lost their running back, C.J. Anderson, who goes to Miami, who fills in for Lamar Miller, who went to Houston. So
I do particularly enjoy the roundabout that goes on.
There is a good amount of it. So now Ronnie Hillman's going to be the main back in Denver. And speaking of running backs, the Jets lost Chris Ivory to the Jacksonville Jaguars. But in his place, they picked up Matt Forte, who I think is 30, a multi-pro bowler.
Coming off not a great season.
Not a great season, but the whole team Bears didn't have a good season this year. So he goes to New York. But now there are rumors because, of course, as we said, that they thin quarterback market. Ryan Fitzpatrick apparently is a hot commodity. And last I looked, the Jets and Fitzpatrick have had basically zero communication and they're at a standstill.
Is he just trying to pad the most starts for different teams' staff? He must be leading it.
That too. I think he's also trying to pad his bank account. I mean, well, you look at somebody like Sam Bradford, who got a lot of money, who's injured a lot. You look at somebody who's sort of unproven in Osweiler, and he gets a lot of money. So Fitzpatrick, who had a very good year last year, is looking around saying, well, how about me?
Fitzpatrick to the Cardinals, and they go on a Super Bowl run again and fail at the championship stage.
They might. I don't know. They might. Because now the Browns, they got rid of Johnny Manziel. They lost four of their players, including their Pro Bowl center, Alex Mack.
Travis Benjamin?
Travis Benjamin. They lost Travis Benjamin. So the Browns are hurting. They need a quarterback. Who else needs? The 49ers are talking about getting rid of Kaepernick. Robert Griffin III, he met with the Jets and a couple other teams. So there's not a lot to go around, and other teams need quarterbacks.
The Cowboys could probably pick up another two quarterbacks. Well,
the Cowboys, Jerry not that Jones. It was a big loss for them, not that it was a big loss for them, but they lost Matt Cassel. He went from the Cowboys to the Titans as a backup. Matt Schaub went to the Falcons. So again, very thin. So if anybody's out there, like Fitzpatrick, people are looking at him going, huh? Hey, how about this? So, as a Jet fan, I look and I see, wow, we got a pretty good running back. Okay. But we lost our starting quarterback.
Do you think Forte for Ivory is a good trade?
No.
Have you stepped up?
No, I don't think so. It adds an interesting dimension, much more of a pass catching back. than Ivory was. Ivory was a bulldozer. Forte is a much more of a scat back speedster, but he avoids contact. He's very good at that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to say, but yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch.
It is. Also, it appears that the New York Giants, decided to spend all their money on the defensive side of the ball, which makes sense.
Makes sense,
including signing away the Jets, Damon Harrison, defensive lineman for the Jets. Now he doesn't even have to change his address; he can still stay at home. And instead of going to Atlantic Health Jets Training Center, he just goes to the Meadowlands and practices in that bubble they have there. So, but the Giants re-signed JPP because I don't know they decided because
felt sorry for him.
Well, yeah, but also he was like a bit of loyalty and. Victor Cruz restructured his deal, going from $7.2 million to $1.9 million on his contract, save the team money, so they can now spend it on all of these free agents. On
defensive. Do you think that's loyalty, or after not playing for 8 games, how many?
He didn't play all season last year.
Did he not? Not a single game.
Not a single game. He was not even active. He was practicing and stuff, but he could just never get that. That ankle, I think it was the ankle injury on the right path. I think it was a bit of loyalty, but also what else am I going to get?
Yeah, coming off a season that you don't play, what you can get.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, with the contract and money situation in the NFL, you're only responsible for guaranteed money. So if he has a great season next year, he can turn that $1.9 million into a higher figure if he really wishes to, whatever it might be, holding out, because you can hold out for a bigger contract even though you're signed. A team can cut you and you can go sign somewhere else and you're not getting paid. The team doesn't have to pay you unless it's guaranteed money. So he stays there. So the Giants... focus on defensive side of the ball, and also the Dolphins and the Jaguars, both Florida teams, really pumped a lot of money into the free agent market as well. The Dolphins added, again, C.J. Anderson at running back, but they also added, they lost Oliver Vernon. But they gained, I forget his name, a defensive lineman. Just a lot of more defensive pieces on Miami's front, to the point where people said that they won free agency so far, at least on the first day. I'm not really sold on the Dolphins, though.
Well, like this season, and even part of last season, they were like super early in the last season. It was everyone saying, "Oh, Dolphins fantasy sleeper pick, Super Bowl sleeper pick." Never materializes.
No,
and that seems
didn't.
To be the thing. You look at their team, and you're like, "You have so much potential,
right?
You have so much talent in these very important positions, and it doesn't come together. They don't put the performances that warrant the hype,
right?
Slowly optimistic, but
yeah. I mean, what it was because it was mainly on the defensive line and in the box." So it looks like it's sort of the reactionary. Look who's in your division, Tom Brady. Okay, we have to stop him. So you front load on the defensive side of the ball in the defensive line position, and you try to attack the quarterback. And that's what the Dolphins are trying to do. That's why they signed Sue and Cameron Wake, and that's what the Bills and the Jets have tried to do as well.
But does it, when you have a defensive front like that that has so many of these huge personalities, do they actually want to work together?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if they do.
I mean, yeah, you compare it to somewhere like Denver, and it's like all those guys are names, but they are not all... You don't know their personalities off the field because they leave their business on the field.
Yeah, very true. You're right about that.
The names you see in the Miami defensive front, you're like, oh, I've heard about you because you have been fined and suspended and are an idiot and kick people and then fight them.
Yeah, that's very true. That is very true. So, yeah, so that's the free agency so far. It'll be interesting what happens mainly with the quarterbacks to see where all that happens and anybody who's really kind of left on the defensive side of the ball because that's where a lot of movement's happening.
Yeah. I'm a bit sad from a San Diego point of view to see Ladarius Green go.
Ladarius Green, he went to the Steelers to take over for the retired.
That's going
to
be an offense.
Yes, the retired Heath Miller. Well, look, Antonio Gates resigned, so he was staying.
Yeah, it's just at 36, are you going to stay healthy? Are you going to still be quick enough?
I don't know.
He's not as big as a lot of modern tight ends.
No, you're right about that. I don't know.
Athletic? I don't know. It's hard to say. It's not true. As young.
Yes. But yeah, and a lot of offensive linemen moving around. I mentioned Alex Mack, stuff like that.
Richie Incognito still in the league.
Stayed with the Bills. He went to the Pro Bowl. So, you know what? 3 years, and I forget the guy he bullied is out of the league. Yeah. So, no fuss, no muss for him.
Doesn't matter what your personality is like. If you're good, you will play.
Yes, absolutely. That's can he play? Then
just
get him on my team.
Don't kill people.
Don't kill people. don't do anything too outrageous, and you'll be fine. So that's the NFL free agency right now. Moving on to baseball, the spring training's going on. It's early in spring training. Nothing really surprising, although there was I guess you want to call it interesting interviews that came out recently. Goose Gossage, who was a reliever for the Yankees in the 70s, 80s, and for other teams in the 90s. He went on a baseball rant, very foul-mouthed rant about how baseball's run by nerds and that pitchers are being pampered and all these players and, you know, basically back in my day and, you know, I saw the Simpson newspaper clipping come up of Old Man Yells at Clouds. So it was that kind of idea.
Just kind of,
they don't know what they're doing. Back in my day, and this is so, you know, stupid. And
I'd have a beer in the dugout.
Stuff like that. But basically, like, how can you say that numbers and all this stuff? But at the same time, Bryce Harper, who is in the league, who's very popular, a very young player, and the reigning National League MVP, has come out and said baseball's boring. You know, just let's have fun. Bat flips are fun. You know, Jose Bautista with his bat flip, which is what Goose Gossage did reference in saying that that was uncalled for and just a lot more nastier words than what I'm using. Mm. But basically to say, like, how dare he? That's not what my game is.
Yeah, I mean, at least in baseball, you still have the ability to be a personality. Like, I'm railing against Sue for obvious reasons, but, like, you're not allowed to celebrate in the NFL anymore. You're not allowed to have a personality.
NFL, no fun league. That's
true.
Right.
But then, yeah, in baseball, there is more room for expression.
There is. Even though it's uniform, there is enough room that where you can be sort of an individual. How you wear your stockings, your gloves, and all that sort of stuff.
That said, don't wear odd colored arm sleeves.
Like Zespedes.
It's way too triggering on the OCD.
That lime green doesn't go with blue and orange. I understand what you mean. I understand. So it was just interesting to see an old timer just be like, baseball is stupid now. And a player in the game saying, baseball's boring. We need that stuff that makes it fun. Like, you know, flipping a bat or staring down a guy or pumping your fist after a strikeout. All this stuff that makes it fun.
Yeah.
So it was just really interesting to see that. So that's baseball. Not too much else is really going on. In international baseball, though, Yamamura, I forget how to say it. The Japanese ball club, the Giants, they're like the New York Yankees of Japanese baseball, got hit with a betting scandal. Some of the players were paid off to... for gambling reasons, you know.
That's not a...
to throw some games and all the stuff like that.
That's not a small amount of money either, buying off a team.
No, especially... No. And the, you know, the mob ties that it has in Japan, you know, the Yakuza and the whatnot. I know the... Basically, the higher-ups in the organization got in trouble. I think one is banned... or at least suspended from Japanese baseball, and another one stepped down. But there were three players that have been named. At one point, one had just recently come out and said, well, I lied to investigators the first time around, but it weighed too heavily on my conscience, so.
I've taken the deal to roll over onto everybody else.
You're not far off. You're not far off there. So, you know, it's still spring training. That's moving along. But there hasn't been any big injuries, which is what you're kind of, like, wary of. Like, watch out. But so far, so good for that around the league. Also coming up soon is March Madness, the NCAA basketball tournament. Right now, the conference title tournaments are going on. Teams like Michigan are winning. Duke actually lost theirs to Notre Dame. So Duke probably won't go in as a high seed, won't go in like a number one in one of the brackets, but it still might go up pretty high. They're defending national champions, so we'll see how that goes.
Something.
That's right, and then it'll be time for brackets. Get your did you ever?
I've never understood until living here what March Madness was, and I knew they each round had a name.
Yes.
And I didn't know what that meant, but every year you'd be like, oh, there's eight brackets that are still perfect.
Yeah.
And then, like, once you might be like, a guy got a perfect bracket. He's this random man from like Indiana.
Right.
He made 6,000 brackets, but there we go.
Yeah, exactly.
College-based basketball is a complete opaque mystery to me. Every March, it comes around, and you watch it, and you're like, right. This is actually quite exciting.
But that's the thing. Like, nobody, it's opaque for everybody. Like, nobody quite understands. Like, there are some are like, oh, well, maybe if you have an upset here, or, oh, well, it's obviously they're going to go through. You don't have to worry about that. But it is kind of fun because you're competing basically against everybody else to try and figure out, do you know just enough, or are you just lucky enough to get something better than that other person? So you don't have to worry about that. Then I think you and me are going to have to do some brackets this year.
Amazing. Blind luck beat informed.
Yes, we're going to do it. We're going to keep track of it. That's what we're going to do. Cool. We're going to do our brackets. But it's great because during the day, there'll be games going on all day. Like, it's really kind of fun to see that at first and really enjoy that. So we'll have to do that.
Especially with such a slow sports season coming, like now. You just have to look at something like ESPN Not Top 10 to see, like, they're going to, like, spring, like, training.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, he dropped a catch.
But it's great. This is, like, a perfect time. This late March, early April, great time. Baseball just starting to get into the act, and then you've got college basketball. So it's a lot of fun. Also, very quickly, tennis news. Maria Sharapova failed a drug test.
Failed a drug test. It got put on the drug banned list in January. They send out notifications. She decided not to look at them.
She apparently had been using this drug for many, many years.
Yeah. Apparently, there are legitimate conditions that this drug treats.
But she didn't have them.
Well, the problem was a doctor has come out and said, oh, yeah, course of treatment's 4 to 6 weeks,
right?
Not 10 years. And then a lot of sponsors have dropped her, but the tennis manufacturer has said, no, World Anti-Doping, tell us why this is banned, and oddly put their flag on the hill. A spokesman came out and said, oh, tennis players are going to die on the court if they can't take it.
What?
That's ridiculous. And I don't think that's true. But it's an interesting story, see. And she's going to get banned. Yeah. Will she get banned for long enough? Maybe, maybe not. But
I don't think she'll be gone from the sport, but this definitely, she might sit out for a while.
No. And to be fair, Sharapova's most egregious thing is the noise she makes on the court. That's worse cheating for my money than taking anything.
Not quite. Who's louder, her or Seles? Monica Seles. Monica Seles
I think
very
the
loud.
Two loudest of all time are Sharapova and Azarenka, who are two current players.
Oh, true.
Like, just great videos of just Azarenka, Sharapova from, I think it's the Cincinnati Open.
Yeah.
It's a great YouTube. It's wah! Just, it's like 108 decibels. It's as loud as a jackhammer. It's like, what?
Yeah, I remember Monica Seles being so loud. We forgot to mention a new president of the World Cup was...
Yes.
So we had a discussion early on when Sepp Blatter was first indicted. That You had claimed that he would find his way back. I said, no.
I was convinced that the Dark Lord of FIFA would... he's like Sidious. He would just stay in power forever.
True, but I said, look, because there's been so many black eyes... Because you just look at the debacle that is Qatar and how badly that's coming about. Even though it's not related, you see what's going on in Rio with Brazil and their Olympics, even though, again, separate entity, but you see how that's really coming under fire. And then you also have on top of that, I remember last time with the World Cup, and what was that, 2014? No, 2012. 2012, they constantly running...
No, 2014.
My apologies. Sorry, 2014. Brazil, yeah. So, but constantly running ads like, you know, no cheating, we're all about level playing field. Well, here's a guy who's the head of the head of FIFA, and he's doing some pretty naughty things. So yeah.
The guy's name is Gianni Infantino. Although there's already talk about whether the voting was legit. So between the first and second round of voting, the U.S. suddenly, essentially a lot of CONCACAF, the America's Football Federation, changed their votes.
Yeah.
And with World Cup bidding, is America going to get the next World Cup? Because they all decided to vote for him instead of the other guy, whose name I don't remember.
Well, as it is right now, if Qatar doesn't work out, the United States is a backup plan. Like, hey, get ready.
Well, the UK is a backup plan, but we've burnt all the bridges in FIFA, so it's never coming to the UK.
Big surprise. Again. Those poor Three Lions. Someday they'll get on top, right? Maybe.
No. Negative.
No, definitely not. Speaking of European football, if I may, the Europa League is currently going on?
Champions League and Europa League.
Ah, yes.
So no big surprises in the Champions. So the Champions League is now in the knockout stages. Okay. So two games, home and away.
Right.
Best overall goes through.
Sure.
Arsenal 2-0 down to Barcelona. Have to go to Barcelona and win by three goals to go through. It's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Otherwise, the only real close tie is Juventus versus Bayern Munich. So that was 2-2 in the first leg.
Now, Juventus is Spain's...
Italian.
Sorry.
So they have a bit of a checkered history in the last 5 years.
Right.
They've been found guilty of corruption and been demoted, and now they've worked their way back up.
Right.
But yeah, Bayern expected to win the tie, but 2-2 in the first leg, it's really two wins on the
night. Bayern Munich, they have multiple Champions League championships, right? Don't they?
So
they're pretty high up.
They're coming off losing Pep Guardiola, who's the ex-Barcelona coach.
Okay.
But yeah, they've won it. I think they are the defending champions.
Right.
Expected to do well again.
Right.
They've got all the same players.
Okay, that works.
But yeah, Real Madrid went through on last night.
Okay.
Tuesday night against Roma. 4-0, not very close.
No, not at all. Real Madrid's pretty good. One bit of free agency news I did want to talk about with the NFL that I've been dying to really kind of bring up. The Los Angeles Rams, made some cuts. I know it's so hard to hear. But don't forget, that's how it was for a very, very long time prior to 1994. They had cut three big players. Jared Cook, who was their tight end, all for money reasons, but Chris Long, who is Howie Long's son, defensive lineman, and James Laurinaitis. And James Laurinaitis is the son of a former professional wrestler by the name of Animal from the tag team Road Warriors, tag team Legion of Doom, however you want to remember them. Oh, what a rush, and all those. So I always thought it was a missed opportunity that the Rams didn't get James's dad. I forget his real name. But Animal, his dad is Animal, to come and do like the pump up. It's third down. You guys, what a rush. You guys ready? So I'm really hoping whoever signs him, and I have a bit of an idea, and if you'd be willing to, and any listeners out there, keep me up on this, but a bit of a bet that he goes to the Minnesota Vikings. James Laurinaitis goes to the Minnesota Vikings because his family and he, and all the great professional wrestlers, Ric Flair, Kurt Hennig, Rick Rude, including Road Warrior Animal, all come from Minnesota. So I'm going to say that he goes to the Vikings, but that's just my two cents.
Start the change.org petition to make it happen.
Go sign with the Vikings. Do it, James Laurinaitis, do it. All right, well, thank you very much for joining me on this episode, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Our number, again, is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678, and you can follow us on Twitter at EverymanSports. Andrew, please take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.